Nebiel episode 6, Lee Wilkinson.
Hey!
Is that your new way of greeting people?
Yeah. It's gone down a treat so far.
Does Doris love it at the supermarket?
Doris adores it. She almost dropped a basket full of Brussels the other day.
How does she reply? She say, hey, back, or did she just look at you?
No, the correct response is goes, wobble, 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 wobble. But you didn't
like,
do it.
Like
so.
Zoidberg from Futurama.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ben, are you affected by PMT mood swings?
Yes. Regularly.
Good. How amazing is that? Just looking up at the TV.
So, if you don't know, or you won't because you're a listener, Lee Wilkinson has just sent me a screenshot of Loose Women, which is on right now, and it's of Vladimir Putin riding a horse topless, and it says, "Are you affected by PM1 mood swings?"
PMT mood swings.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, beautiful. Cracking start. What have you been up to, Ben?
I had a mental weekend.
Oh, good. That's what. Oh, yeah, you was doing the DJing, wasn't you?
Yeah, so I went out to Rutland Water and DJed at an aqua park. So it's like, it's basically like a park with just loads of big inflatable things on.
And a lot of flowing water.
Yeah, so like just a huge lake with loads of like inflatables on. And basically they send people out in wetsuits and like a life jacket. And they go and like climb on all the stuff and like go down it and stuff. So there's like lots of slides, there's a trampoline, there's a big wall that you can jump off, which is like, it's pretty high. It's like 10 feet high, which is... Oh. That's quite tall. No, actually, it's higher than that. It's 10 metres high, sorry. So it's like jumping off your house, but into water. So it does hurt a little bit. And then I got put literally on like a pontoon with like a table on it. I got sent out with a speaker, my laptop and some DJ decks. And then kind of... So I got sent out on the boat and then just kind of plonked on there. And then Connor, who put me on it, he drove off. So I was just out there by myself, DJing. But it was like a metal pontoon, and it was really sunny in the afternoon. So I was out there for 6 hours on Saturday and 6 hours on Sunday. And
did you get sunburned?
Yes, but just on my left leg. Because basically
just
the sun would reflect up off the metal and off the water. So it would just go up. So basically I was like... I kept on getting bought like water and like ice creams to try and keep me cool, but it was so I had no protection from the sun, so it was just like reflecting up at me. So I literally have like a perfect outline of where my Birkenstock shoes were on my feet. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, there's like a two strips where you could see where the leather was.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was such a weird one because I was playing house music to like people who were just floating about in the water, and then their family who were on the land. It was very odd. But yeah, it was annoying though, because I had to keep on texting Connor every time I needed a piss. So I'd be like, "Hi Connor, piss break please," and then I'd have to wait for about 10 minutes while he went and got in his boat, drove out to come get me, and then took me to land. Then I'd have to run to shore. I'd be like, "Oh, I need a piss.
I need a urine now, Connor. Can you come and get me please?"
It was fun though. I enjoyed it.
Good. It sounds fun.
It was. And I'll send you a photo. I went out on the aqua park on the Saturday afternoon, right at the end of the day when there are a few slots free. And here's a nice little photo of me just floating about in the water.
You look like you're drowning.
I know, it's because so there was a guy in a kayak and he was taking photos, and I kind of like, I saw him doing it and I was like, Connor was talking to me at the same time, so I kind of did this like smile while trying to talk to Connor at the same time. I looked really quite special.
It looks like you've been a victim of one of those Japanese prank shows that are really horrible and you've just realised it's
It's like me looking right down the lens and being it. Like, "Oh, yeah. You guys." Yeah.
Have you seen? Oh no, I've just dropped some salmon on my floor.
Wow, you've never sounded more middle class.
And I never will again. Sorry, I'm eating sushi.
You're eating sushi?
Oh, right, sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
This week's sponsor is Cluedo! It's Cluedo, but Simpsons themed.
That's probably been done, though. You know, that's probably what, real.
Cluedo! I don't think it won't have the name, will it? If it's Cluedo!
I love how much you commit to saying it every time. You're like, oh, they won't have the name if it's Cluedo!
Yeah, yeah. Cluedo! But they won't.
You sound
they?
Japanese. I don't know if it's the sushi's getting to you. Cluedo!
Cluedo! I am doing a very questionable accent right now.
Tell you've never met a Japanese person.
Shut up.
Do they have a theme song?
Are we gonna go with Cluedo? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, we are. But do they have a theme song? Cluedo, dodo.
You asked for that.
Do you know where Cluedo would eat fast food at?
What?
Do you know where Cluedo would eat fast food at?
Where?
McDonald's.
I don't even know what you just said.
It's how Japanese people say McDonald's. McDonald's.
Lovely stuff. It's quite racist.
Yeah, I mean, it's questionable, but I think that's why listeners love us.
Because we're questionable. We question people.
Yeah. We question... No, let's not say political correctness, because I quite like political correctness.
Yeah, I do. I had an argument with myself about it.
Yourself?
And I won. Yeah.
Is that what you do when you're unemployed? Just debate yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I told my mum off for saying something, and then I was just like, well, no, it's not PG, is it? I mean, it shouldn't be PG, but then I'm like, no. It needs to be. It needs to be, because it's horrible. That was along the lines of what I was talking to myself about. Sorry, I just had a mini brain down there.
I don't know why that's really tickled me.
You just got a flavour of what goes on in my head.
Shall we start the episode then?
Yeah.
It's do we have a phrase this week? Shall we say
talking to some sushi, it's Neville.
Or what about the one podcast that won't go independent, because we're already independent. It's Independence Day.
Independent Neville.
Way.
Hey.
The tune plays. Back.
Hey. What's your take on wasabi?
Mixed feelings. Very, very mixed feelings. I'm very much a am I feeling it on the day sort of person.
Yes, I just put some on, and I wasn't a fan. I do like it sometimes.
See, I think your big mistake is you're having that for lunch or around lunchtime, and I feel it's definitely an evening thing.
Oh, it's not. It's perfect lunch.
No, not sushi, wasabi.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I get that.
I've got quite wet eyes from laughing from that from your breakdown.
Good.
I was thinking, are there any other festival lineups you want to go through this week?
Why?
I don't know, I just had a lot of fun going through the Glastonbury lineup last week.
No, we're not.
No, no.
I'm just clearing that up straight away. That's not happening.
Did you see this, by the way? This morning copied us.
Oh, freaking hell. My sushi's just collapsed. Sorry, what? This morning copied us.
Yeah.
What did they
well,
do?
What do you think our most famous feature was, or famous moment on this podcast? Can you guess what what's the most famous thing we've done on this podcast?
What Morrissey said.
No, no, on the actual podcast, not the student one.
I don't know.
Do you remember when you had a poo a few episodes back?
Oh no.
Well, they've only gone and copied us. But sadly, Phil and Holly weren't brave enough to have a poo. So guess who they got to do a poo?
Ryden.
No, they got a pony.
What?
A pony pooed live on air.
How have I missed this?
Yeah, it happened yesterday. I was just scrolling through the old news today, and it was a pony that pooed. Also a really fun thing to say.
Pooing pony.
Pooing pony, yeah.
Well, I do. I'm outraged, I think.
What, that they copied you or that a pony's pooed?
I just really hate ponies pooing. Like, it's just disgusting. No, that they've copied us.
Yeah, I mean, first they like copied us with the, like, the having fits of hysterics, but ours are far more natural.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't just, like, force innuendo to have a giggle. We're funny. And secondly, they've copied us with getting a pony to poo.
How did it come about? Tell me.
They were having a feature on ponies for some reason, just because I think they thought it'd be fun to get ponies in the studio.
Oh, did it just do a poo randomly?
Did a poo randomly in the studio. But was it really random? Discuss.
How well did you hear the plop?
It wasn't a plop because there's no water.
Well, yeah.
It was on a carpet. It was land. On a carpet. You could see it. Like, it was massive. You could hear it as well.
Oh.
And then obviously Holly. Except
for all good shit.
Obviously Holly was doing a little giggle because, just everything's hysterical to her.
Yeah, her hand would have been over her mouth.
She was hiding behind Phil. You know the usual.
Yeah. I know the usual. I've seen it all before, mate. Watch one episode, you've seen the whole year's worth.
Obviously a Holly and Phil episode, not a Ruth and Eamon episode.
Oh, yeah. Because Ruth and Eamon is shit.
They really hate each other.
Exactly. Remember the last time you fucked me up the arse? No, I don't. I think it probably was the last time you did steak and chips, which was 1900 never. You know what? Fuck yourself.
Been married 10 years and it's been hell for me, Ruth.
Oh, remember last year when we was at that awards evening and you got too drunk and I was too much of a pussy to carry you home? Oh, I've just broke a pen with anger.
The anger. You fully channeled the Ruth and Eamon relationship there.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, darling.
Who would you most like, which ex-reality star would you most like to see become a This Morning Hub presenter?
Ooh, now you're talking.
Now I am talking.
Can you remember Pete from Big Brother? Was it 6? The one with Tourette's?
Oh, the one that kept on punching his throat?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. He kept on doing that. I didn't... Well, at the time, I didn't know what Tourette's was, so I just thought, like, can he please stop punching his throat? And then I started copying him, and my mum told me off. That was back in the days where it used to be on E4 during the day.
Yeah, I remember those days.
You'd watch them sleep, you'd hear a lot of muting as they would just, like, have to mute them being dirty.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely ramming each other's brains out.
I still can't believe they did that. Like, on terrestrial TV, they showed Big Brother, like, live in the house.
Well, they still do.
No, they don't. Never really live.
I guess.
You'd have to log on online and pay, I think. Or you'd have to... Because it's on Channel 5 now. And then, or you'd have to... They just don't do it. They just do the 1 hour highlights every day.
The last couple of series, I still can't get over this. The Big Brother's Little Mouth was presented by Rylan and Ian Lee. Like, it's such a weird mix.
Yeah, but they really get on as well. That's what's so weird. Ian Lee only does the Saturday, though. He doesn't even do the whole week.
He did.
Oh, did he? I thought he just did one day a week.
I think he did both, anyway. I think he did the whole
week. Yeah, it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. He was probably the funniest. He was funny, and Rylan was just kind of, like, kooky.
Yeah, I think Rylan's funny now, though. I think he's grown into being a TV personality.
Yeah, he's quite good at taking the piss out of himself.
Yeah, but when he first... When, like, for about 3 years after he was on X Factor, he was awful.
I've just thought of a new feature we can play.
Okay.
Analyze a celebrity CV.
Oh, yeah.
We're basically doing it now. I feel next week I'll pick a celebrity and we can analyze their CV.
That sounds amazing.
Shall we just go through the alphabet? So we can start with A and then we'll work our way through.
Yeah.
I feel B has to be either Brian Dowling from Big Brother, Brian Blessed. I'll let you know before and we can plan some little bits about it. So we can plan what we're going to say about whatever film that person did or whatever TV show they hosted.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'm excited. Once again, we're planning on air. I love it.
It's quality. At least we're actually properly planning.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down so we don't forget. I thought there's a fun thing that we could do.
Okay.
So I don't know if you know, because you're not very with it. Jay-Z has released a new album, 444.
Yes, I do know. I am very with it. On Tidal.
And one of his tracks, he references Lemonade.
Yeah, not the drink, the Beyonce song.
Yes.
Yes,
very well done. And and obviously in that album, the big thing was Becky with the good hair, because Beyonce claimed that Jay-Z had cheated.
Yeah.
So Jay-Z then replies to that and says sorry in his album for cheating on her. So I thought...
So he admits...
Yeah, so I thought a fun thing that we could do is maybe we could get some of our issues out to each other over song. Just, I think it's a good way to keep our friendship strong and make sure that we don't get too upset with each other, you know?
Okay.
So, is there anything you don't like about me or that you're upset with me about that I've done that you'd like to sing to me to let me know and then I can sing my response?
If I'm honest, I think I'll be better to think about this.
Okay, I've got one for you. Do you want me to go?
Okay.
Hello, Lee. I think it's important you should know that I don't like it when you turn up late. It upsets me waiting for you. And do you have a response, Lee?
Hello, Ben. I'm sorry that you don't like it when I'm late. But sometimes you have to put up with these little niggles when you're mates. Thank you.
Do you want to go now, or is there one you want to...
No, because I can't think of anything good enough at the minute.
Oh, well, I mean, you could do a rubbish one, if that would make you... I mean, I feel it's good for you to get it off your chest.
No, we'll do something next week when I've had a bit of time to think.
Okay.
Tony Hadley's left Spandau Ballet.
What?
Yes.
No.
He made a statement saying something like, it was beyond my control, and then the rest of the band today have made a statement saying it was all his own decisions.
Ooh, there's definitely something happening there.
Definitely.
Hmm. Hmm.
Well, apparently they all want to record a new
what
album.
Of original stuff. And Tony was all about staying loyal to the to gold.
Obviously, to the gold.
It's their only song they've ever done that's decent.
Yeah, I think it... What was I going to say?
I think they've done one of my favourite lyrics of all time. They go, so in the opening to Gold, they go, thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them here, I could have sworn. And then they go, these are my salad days, slowly drifting away. I don't think I've ever had salad days.
No, that's a fair point.
Not so much just eating salad, although I haven't done that ever. But,
Look at me. I'm not here for that rabbit food.
But, just feeling like a salad. I've never had that.
Yeah, I get that feeling. Well, no, I don't get that feeling. I get your
You get my feeling, because I'm more relatable than a Tony Hadley lyric.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, it was all written by... I read that it was all written by Gary Kemp, the guitarist.
No.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Is it just me, or does Martin always seem a bit simple?
It does a bit, yeah.
It just like a...
Did you watch him on Murder in Successville?
Yes, and also, did you see him on, what is it? Would I Lie to You?
No, I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, he was really struggling to lie.
Oh,
and then when he had a truth, he gave so much detail that they're all like, yeah, it's obviously true.
Just don't get it.
No, I don't think he understood what the show was.
Why is Katy Perry now a twat?
Yes, it's so true. I wish this was like a video, a podcast, because I do a really good impression of Katy Perry when the Migos were rapping with her on SNL.
Right.
And she's doing, you know, like, she's doing that typical white face when someone's rapping and they're like, oh, like, it's really hard to describe it without doing the face. So she's like,
and
she's doing like...
Where it's like quite angry monkey.
No, she's doing that. And then at other times she's doing like a smile, like, and then like, eyebrows down to like, like, oh my God, check this person out sort of thing. And then she keeps pointing at them with her thumb, like, so her fist is facing towards the camera and her her thumb is pointing at them, like, kind of like, mum, like, check this person out. And she's like doing that while doing a surprised face, like, oh my God, these guys, what, they can rap? And she's doing that while trying to dance, but she's dancing in like the most like middle-aged mum way, like soccer mum way. She literally looks like a soccer mum, like, oh my God, they've learned to rap. And then the other one that I found really funny is them at Glastonbury when she came out in that jumpsuit with the eye on, and she had the cap and backpack on, and she literally looked like a 12-year-old boy.
She's just an idiot.
Yeah,
like out of nowhere, she's just been, because I used to quite
did as well, because she was like quite funny, quite weird, and like some of her music's all right. And she like had integrity. I thought she was like in it just because she enjoyed music, but she just seems like she's in it just for like the fame.
Yeah, and I think, for one, I can't imagine her and Russell Brand just having a conversation.
No, I feel the same way. I can't imagine like them arguing or being happy together. Like, I can't imagine anywhere in between.
Yeah, it's just odd, isn't it? But, I think she's tried to go for the Miley Cyrus thing.
Yeah, she has.
And it's just not worked.
Yeah, and like, because Miley, I'm a big fan of Miley, and I like...
Oh,
I stuck with
That's
her through her crazy, because I still thought she was a pretty decent woman, and like now she's gone through that and she's like not fairly normal again. I'm back with her 100%. I mean, a big fan of, and a lot of her music's actually decent.
Exactly, she's on the Last Flaming Lips.
Yeah,
album.
Take Off Party of the USA, and you've got like a pretty decent discography.
Exactly, leave her alone. She likes cocks and weed. It's the 21st century. Get with the times, darling.
I feel we should just do, like, if we're next time we're together, we should both do a video of us under covers. You know, doing that woman, the Leave Britney Alone. We should do one about Miley. Of us both under the covers with a light on, like a torch on our face going, just leave her alone. Yeah, she likes to 420 blaze it, but leave her alone.
Oh, I forgot all about that. That's
brilliant. We'll make our own version, yeah?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
It's been Nebiel 6. Have you had a fun time, Lee?
I always have a fun time. Have the funniest of times.
Just a nice little hour chat with Wiki, isn't it? Just keeps us sane.
Exactly. Just a nice little catch-up, like a therapy session.
But it's like we're at uni, but we're seeing each other less, and it's kind of like, instead of there being a lecturer to kind of interrupt our conversation, it's just uninterrupted.
Yeah, exactly, perfect.
Instead of having a lecturer whip it on about, oh, have you heard about semiotics? It's kind of just, no, we haven't. Let's talk about this.
Lovely stuff. Right, yeah.
See ya. Bye.